I'm Meg Van Lohuizen with your news briefing. The New South Wales Premier has accused the Queensland Government of changing the goalposts when it comes to reopening the border. Three new COVID cases in Sydney remain a mystery, so the clock will reset unless they can track the latest infections to existing clusters. Gladys Berejiklian has told Nine it's concerning.
And I'm just really disturbed by what I've heard from the Queensland Government, and I hope that they really see beyond the borders of Queensland. We're all Australians, yes, we're from different states of Australia, but we're also all Australians, and Australians are suffering. Let's reduce the suffering and the angst. Let's reunite families, support businesses, get tourism going.
Worth noting, Queensland's 28-day clean run requirement has been in place for many months and hasn't changed. Meantime, the downward trend in COVID cases continues in Victoria, the state recording 11 new cases and no deaths. Metro Melbourne's 14-day rolling average has fallen to 9.7. On the coast, Sunshine Coast Business Council have responded to Tuesday's federal budget announcement. Chair Sandy Zubrinic says while recession is a relatively new term for most Australians, the government has responded in a way that provides confidence in the local business sector.
There are a lot of initiatives for business. We've seen $1.5 billion allocated for manufacturing in some of the target areas that we're keen about up here on the coast, including food and beverage and recycling, clean energy, those sorts of areas. You know, that will be very helpful.
And Jumundi Markets have taken out the best markets in Australia, as voted by leading travel site whatif.com. The Big Pineapple was runner-up for the best big thing behind the Big Banana, while Mooloolaba Bowls Club was in the top 10 for best bowls club. In sport, the Aussie women's one-day team has equaled a 17-year-old record set by the men's side. They defeated New Zealand by a whopping 232 runs, their 21st win in a row. Skipper Meg Lanning says it's a credit to their perseverance and belief.
It's a really special effort, especially over a long period of time, and we've played some incredible teams along the way as well.